8:55 on the ticket. Time for the biggest show coming to town this week. Brought to us by the Granada Theater. GranadaTheater.com is their website. Check out their listings for the upcoming week. We've got six candidates. Let's run through the list and let's vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. Candidate number one, Friday night at the Irving Convention Center, the Ticket Time Wasters.
Wow, right. We're back.
Back.
Okay. Competition over.
Than ever.
Look at this. George is wearing shorts and boots.
Popped up the plane at LAX with the team in my car.
Oh, man, we got to find a different one than this.
What a great song.
Got bailed out on this song.
So the gentleman who is kind of in charge of the Time Wasters and the set list, Big Dumb Danny.
He's no gentleman. Uh-oh.
This sucks.
He emailed all of us the tentative set list. And I got to say, it looks great. I think we may be doing a longer show than we've ever done before. We've got Corby, who's come up with another original acoustic song. I think this is going to be entertaining.
Oh, boy. I doubt it'll be kid-friendly.
Norm and Saroy are going to do a song together. And Norm rarely appears with the Time Wasters, but he's slated to get up on stage Friday night.
What are they going to do? One from Norm's youth?
Well, see,
We're in the Money or something like that?
Yeah. I don't want to give away the songs because I don't know if everyone's talked about exactly what they're doing on the shows or not.
Pull this music down.
Yeah, some of these will be surprises. I've decided to do a brand new song, never before released, complete with what I think is going to be a spectacular stage show.
Oh, hey, Stonehenge going to descend.
Got a new flashlight.
Promising something like that. You guys want
to
give away anything you're planning on doing?
Yes, my song will be loud and funny.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
My song will be the opposite of those two things.
Okay. That sounds like it's reason enough to come out.
But I'm going to have Giorgio's going to assist me with my tune. And I'm trying something different.
I just learned about this yesterday.
I'm trying something different than I ever have before.
Okay.
It will be groundbreaking for me.
Good. I see that Donovan and Mike will be doing a song together. This looks great.
Always a dynamic duo.
Dan McDowell and friends have something that I think will be classic planned for you.
Hey, Dan always does great stuff at Ticket Stock.
His are my favorite, I think. So we're going to have a special guest appearance, someone singing a song. I think the lineup looks great. So that's candidate number one, the Ticket Time Wasters, Friday night at the Irving Convention Center, night one of Ticket Stock. And by the way, that's free.
Free.
Absolutely free Friday night to see the Ticket Band.
Isn't that fun?
That's fun.
Definitely.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the Charlie Daniels Band.
All right.
No, Jer, play his other hit song.
He had plenty of other hit songs.
I still love that joke. I don't know why.
Neither.
Damn, he's 78.
Whoa.
He looks like he's in good health.
He's almost 80?
Yeah.
Man.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul.
Still a great song. I don't care what you say.
I think he's got a cool voice.
Yeah,
he does.
Came across this young man sawing on a fiddle.
Now, but George, you diminish his fiddling.
No, he's good.
Boy, let me tell you what.
He's
not
good,
great.
But I would say...
If you see him live, though, he doesn't sound like he does on this record.
Really?
Yeah, he'll routinely play in the key of J sharp.
That's him from the commercial, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, somebody needs to tell Charlie Daniels that that's not good.
That's how you do it, son.
It was great. Yeah, I'd say he's more of a traditional, sar, than there's some fiddle players now who create much better tone, and I would say, but yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's using, I think, a homemade fiddle that he made up at his log cabin where he grew up.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday night at the Arlington Music Hall, Winona.
I don't know why.
It's my friend.
Didn't you say she smelled?
No! Say that?
I wow.
She was very nice. I just met her.
No, I thought you did say that she smelled like,
No! I did not say that.
Like blood and Pampers or something?
Maybe that was Gordon with Gallagher. You said he smelled. He
oh, yeah, he did.
Okay.
And a lot of people do get those two confused.
Yeah. I guess formerly known as Wynonna Judd, now just Wynonna.
Yeah, she's like Prince.
Did she really drop the Judd?
Yeah.
No.
She's just billed as Wynonna. She's 50.
Is she on the outs with her hot mommy and her even hotter sister?
I don't know what the status is there. I don't
know.
I don't think it's good.
The mommy and Wynonna are on the outs with Ashley.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
They team up against her.
They double team her because of Ashley's claims. She has claims that her mom was mean to her and stuff.
Well, Ashley says that she was abused as a child. Do you want to continue with your double team jokes, Gordon?
Is this bad?
Ashley's written a book about being neglected and sexually abused as a child, but you have double team jokes.
So let's hear some
more of those.
I like basketball humor.
Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the Irving Convention Center, a free concert at Ticket Stock, the old 97s.
Whoa!
Are you kidding me? This is a
Charlie
free concert?
Daniels on fiddle again.
Back to back. That's so awesome they're doing this.
Yeah,
for the P1s, free concert at the Irving Convention Center at closed down Ticket Stock.
7 o'clock, I believe, is kickoff time, right, for that concert?
I do believe so. Right after the battle for the battle of the paddle. Between Saroy and Rick Carlisle.
I'm insane now.
It's a ping pong championship of the world at 6 o'clock.
Ping pong championship to the death.
I don't know if they're playing to the death, but
yes.
So
boy, this is a lo-fi version we have here.
This will be, by 1,000 miles, the biggest band ever to play at Ticket Stock.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside of the Time Wasters.
No, inside of the Time Wasters.
Did we ever have Mini Kiss?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
That was... Don't get me started on that. That was one of those deals that it was a good idea, but the little guys don't play their own instruments, which is what's maddening about that. If you had a bunch of little people up there dressed as Kiss and they were actually playing, I'm in. That's awesome.
Did they play it like... I can't remember. Was it like the record was on 45 when it was really a 33 in the third album? High speed and high-pitched voices?
It's not all high-pitched, okay?
But the whole thing was tracked? They didn't even sing?
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't think they did. They just put on... It was almost like a air guitar kind of thing.
And they didn't even air guitar well. I don't think the bass had any strings on it.
We're not
talking about the old 97s.
The old 97s are playing live, and that's a treat for the P1s.
Mini Kiss.
That's right. We are giving you, the P1, two free concerts this weekend. Friday night, roughly 7 o'clock. The Time Wasters. Saturday, roughly 7 o'clock. The old 97s at the Irving Convention Center. Complete details at theticket.com. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at Fair Park, Mardi Gras Texas style, featuring the Randy Rogers Band, Turnpike Troubadours, Cody Johnson, and Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Cody Canada also there. Yeah, this is big. This is the big February Texas jam. William Clark Green, who has the number one hit on the Texas chart with Sympathy, is going to be there too.
Bird Dogs?
No, we didn't get invited this year. Hey, turn up purple there, Jer. Here's Randy's latest hit that's up number 3 on the Texas chart. We're talking about fiddle playing. Listen to this beautiful fiddle here in a second. Down this road a time or two, he lit one up and he took a drag. He cracked a smile when he threw one back. He said, look at
Are they still doing as big nationally as they were a few years ago?
Yeah, they're touring nationally.
I mean, like their songs number one every time they're released, that kind of thing?
Like downloads and stuff?
Yeah,
like Homemade Tamales, when that came out, that was their live album with this song and one other single, Satellite. And, yeah, their downloads were through the roof.
I just wondered, since you cited the Texas charts.
Oh, yeah, this is
Spins and Fiddle. You normally cite their national charts.
No, this is Spins and... Listen to this fiddle.
Is that Charlie Daniels?
No, that's the great Brady Black.
Is he better than Charlie Daniels?
Anyway.
That sounds sharp there.
All right, and finally, candidate number six, Saturday and Sunday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Sesame Street Live.
Yes.
Anybody interested in this?
Yeah. Love Sesame Street.
I always thought Sesame Street was kind of spare.
No, it's great.
You know, it was back in the day. When it first came out, it was spare.
No, it wasn't.
And it was kind of dark and dingy and depressing and... People weren't doing well.
You're crazy.
No.
Cookie Monster was always doing well. Ernie and Bert were hilarious.
No.
See, I preferred the Electric Company, but then again, I preferred the ABA to the NBA. But the ABA was more exciting.
Well, Sesame Street in recent years has changed. It's been revamped.
I haven't seen it since almost... it's been about a decade since I've seen it.
Pretty good little show.
It was a great show when my
kids
were little.
Show.
It was a great show when I was little.
When I, you know,
dark
most,
and dingy
a lot
shows.
Of people like to unplug their mind with reality television. I unplug my mind and watch Sesame Street. That's what I like to do for relaxation.
Do you take the dope when you're watching it to make it more exciting?
Here's the reason why old Sesame Street's better than new Sesame Street. They didn't have Elmo. Elmo is a beating.
No, you're wrong on that. I have revised my Elmo opinion.
Not funny. Not as funny as Grover. Not as funny as Cookie Monster.
Watch the Elmo and Ricky Gervais sketch.
Can't.
Why?
Because Elmo's on it.
Snuffy was always too depressed.
Yeah, that's Snuffy. Elephant. They need to get rid of that thing.
Snuffleupagus?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I always wondered about it.
He started on This Week, right? And then he moved over and became an anchor in the morning.
That's George Stephanopoulos.
All right, we got to vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Friday night, Irving Convention Center, the Ticket Time Wasters? Candidate two, Friday night at Billy Bob's, the Charlie Daniels Band. Candidate three, Friday at the Arlington Music Hall, Winona. Candidate four, Saturday at the Irving Convention Center as part of Ticket Stock, a free concert from the old 97s. Candidate five, Saturday at Fair Park, Mardi Gras, Texas style. Or candidate six, Saturday and Sunday at Verizon, Sesame Street Live. George.
Well, with a tip of the cap to the Texas music at Fair Park, I will vote for all that stuff at Ticket Stock.
Okay. Gordon?
I'm going to have to go with the Ticket's very own Time Wasters and old 97s.
Okay. Sean?
97s.
Jer?
Time Wasters, old 97s, fun.
Fernando?
The old 97s.
I also will vote for the fun at Ticket Stock this
Whoa!
Weekend. So the biggest show coming to town is Ticket Stock. Friday night, the Time Wasters. Yeah. Saturday night, the old 97s, free at the Irving Convention.
Yes!
Show.
That's awesome!
We won!
We won!
Yay! All right.